Chapter 9. So Normal.
Lauren, I'll save you. I'll save you, baby. Wait.
Finn floated in the void of chaos. Had something happened?
I think something happened.
The wave passed, and all of a sudden he was back on Earth. It was all the same as it had been before the gray wave. The car, the blue sky, and Lauren. He heard her speaking softly.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
The words weren't so much spoken as they were breathed. She was staring straight ahead at the same view they had been watching before the gray wave had washed over them. Her mind was struggling with the same paradox that Finn's own was trying to strangle. Lauren just couldn't reconcile that the beautiful sky, the white, fluffy clouds, and the yellow, shining sun were so normal. For a moment, she wondered if she'd lost her mind. Had she had a psychotic break? There was no way she'd really seen a wave of gray fire blaze across the world, high as the sky itself, and leave no mark of it passing. That wasn't possible, was it? Was it? The fear of insanity compounded the psychological effect of the wave itself, almost forcing her to lose control and just start screaming. She was no shrinking violet, though. She was her father's daughter. She also knew that despite her fears, there was no doubting one thing. When the wave had washed over her, she had felt a resonance. If that was real, then all of it was. Latching onto that truth, she calmed her breathing. Clutching Finn's fingers, she gave the answer he needed to hear.
I'm fine.
She searched his face. On it, she saw the same fear that she herself felt, but she also saw the iron resolve that she loved in him. Seeing that she was back with him, Finn asked a simple question.
We both saw the wave, right?
At her nod, he gave one of his own.
That means it really happened, despite...
Finn gestured to the unchanged landscape in front of him. The normality of it all seemed as crazy as the phenomenon they'd just experienced.
I thought it was the end of everything.
Me too,
she responded, gazing into the distance. They looked into one another's eyes intensely before leaning in at the same time and kissing each other frantically. After they separated, they just stared at each other, deriving comfort from their love. Looking at Lauren's perfect face for just a moment, a different image superimposed itself. It was her, but blood was everywhere, and her eyes were open but didn't see anything. He snapped his eyes shut and shook his head violently. Opening his eyes, the bloody image was gone, and then even the memory of it faded away completely. She looked at him urgently.
What just happened?
Finn shook his head, not knowing how to answer. Both of them held each other's hand, looking wildly out of the car windows and panting. It had looked like the wave had swallowed reality. She had seen the same thing as Finn. From their spot on Stone Mountain, they could see for miles. Atlanta sprawled out in front of them about 20 miles away. The landscape was mostly green forest. Even in early October, the browning of the trees was just starting, showing barely any tan spots against the verdant sea. Their heads swiveled all around, expecting to see utter devastation. Instead, what they saw was almost painfully normal. Clouds floated in the evening sky. The last vestiges of light illuminated the city in front of them. A gentle wind rustled the leaves on the trees around them and made a few yellow leaves tumble to the ground. A bird warbled from where it perched on a power line before taking wing. Everything was just so normal. Finn got out of the car, still looking around wildly. The wave had already moved past the horizon, making him wonder if he'd imagined it all. Instead of devastation or any of the horrible scenes he'd witnessed while inside the wave, he just saw the typical signs of suburbia. There were orderly rows of trees lining the street behind the car, a mix of elm and maples. Most of the leaves were still green, but there was a smattering of yellows and a few reds. Further back from the street on either side were dozens of McMansions. Looking the other way, he was able to see more houses and streets wending down the mountain. From his high view, he saw the golden arches of a Mickey D's standing sentinel across from the stylized red chicken of a Chick-fil-A. The Georgia-Auburn game was that night, so there were barely any cars on the road. But there were a few. It looked like just a peaceful southern Saturday. As long as you could ignore the cars that had crashed, and the shattered glass that could be seen on the Atlanta skyscrapers in the fading light. And of course, that was when the screams began. Almost like it was a consensus, everyone affected by the wave started panicking. From almost every house, people began to wail. Some sat there in a daze, but far more found comfort in anger and noise. Gunshots rang out. Finn and Lauren met each other's eyes. "We should get home," she said with firm conviction.
"Yeah,"
he agreed, nodding.
"Yeah, let's get home."